Welcome to Money Talk with MFLN Personal Finance. This podcast series offers brief recaps of our recent online professional development webinars targeted at personal finance managers and extension educators who work with military service members. I'm Molly Herndon, Program Coordinator for the Personal Finance Team, and I'm joined by Money Talk herself, Dr. Barbara O'Neill. Dr. O'Neill is a distinguished professor in the School of Environmental and Biological Sciences at Rutgers University and is the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Specialist in Financial Resource Management. All right. Good morning, Dr. O'Neill. How are you?
I'm great, Molly. Thanks.
Good. So we're going to talk about our recent PCS webinar, Research and Tools for Supporting Military Transitions. And this webinar relied heavily on research from the 2018 RAND report called Enhancing Family Stability During a Permanent Change of Station. Can you briefly touch on the findings of this report?
Sure. The RAND report was written as a result of the 2017 Defense Authorization Act. And this law required the Secretary of Defense to submit a report to Congress discussing actions taken to enhance the stability of military families who are undergoing a permanent change of station, or PCS. And the Department of Defense, once they had this mandate to do this work, requested assistance from RAND, which is a very big research company, to conduct a review of the impact of PCS moves on military family stability. The RAND research team used a longitudinal data set, so that means that they've tracked people over a period of time, and they tracked the careers and incomes of more than 900,000 military spouses from 2001 to 2012. Their research also included existing literature, published survey data, and feedback from interviews of Department of Defense personnel. And I guess the big overall takeaway from the RAND report was that PCS moves cause a decline in spousal earnings and labor force participation. And I thought it was interesting in the webinar, they talked about the different types of disruptions that military families experience as a result of a PCS move. They kind of categorized them into two different types. The first is what they called first order disruptions. And that would be things that are experienced directly as a result of the PCS move. So things like employment of a spouse, changing schools by children, childcare, you know, those kind of things that are direct experiences. And then they also talked in the report about second order disruptions. So these are things that are experienced indirectly as a result of a PCS move. And some things in that category included school performance, family functioning, psychosocial outcomes. So things that are kind of a more indirect nature, but yet you can still tie them back to the move and the stress that was caused by the move.
Right. Okay. Another bit of research covered by this webinar was the 2016 RAND report on the effects of military change of station moves on spousal earnings. What financial impact do military spouses experience?
Well, specifically what they found, if you want to put it in dollars and cents, is that the PCS moves reduced working spouses' earnings by approximately $3,100 annually on average. Husbands experienced larger dollar losses in their earnings than wives, but most military spouses are females. So this is primarily a problem that women are experiencing. They found also that the spouses with young children under age 6 were particularly impacted by PCS moves. And one reason that was kind of put forward in the report is that these spouses who have very young children may require more time out of the labor force to help their children adapt to a move. So they just probably just need to be home a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So they were able to quantify both the dollar impacts and also the time that was spent out of the labor force after a PCS.
Okay. Besides a financial disruption, what are some of the psychosocial disruptions military families experience as a result of a move?
Well, What really stood out to me was the high unemployment rate among military spouses. I mean, this is really huge. Their unemployment rate is 24%, and this rate has held steady since 2012. So this wasn't just a blip. This is something that has been kind of steady, even as the economy has improved over the years coming out of the Great Recession. Unemployed spouses had been looking for work for an average of 17 weeks. So that's about 4 months that people are without a job and a family is without a second income. And in addition, I think one other thing that really stood out to me is the finding that only 60% of military spouses were satisfied with the military way of life. So there's obviously some disgruntlement, if you will, or at least dissatisfaction. And it reminded me of the oft-quoted statement, you know, happy wife, happy life. So you've got to wonder about some of the issues that are being experienced within families if the wife isn't happy, the trailing spouse, and the family isn't happy, what that might mean for the functioning and the long-term stability of family life. Another thing that really stood out to me was that the average time between PCFS moves by military families is 23.8 months. So that's a move every 2 years. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I'm preparing to move after being in my house for 33 years, and that's pretty stressful. I can only imagine what it must be like every 2 years, not just the physical aspects of packing boxes and stuff, but just the new connections that have to be made with doctors and schools and utility providers and everybody else. That's a lot of stress to put on a family.
Absolutely. So the military covers the cost of moving. So why are military families losing money as a result of a move? What other financial obligations are a result of a move?
Well, just like civilians who move, there are many tangible and intangible expenses. But as I just mentioned, military families go through this a whole lot more frequently than people in civilian life. So I think a big thing that many people don't realize is the loss of social support networks. So if you're moving on average every 2, maybe 3 years, you have to keep building up those social support networks, and making friends and maintaining friendships takes time, and you have to keep doing that. You need to become friends with other military families, somebody who can help you with childcare maybe in a pinch, or watch your house if you go away, or just all those things that you kind of take for granted if you have good, strong relationships with your neighbors, and yet you're having to do this every 2 or 3 years to build that up. Another is continually recurring security deposits. So every time you change location, you might have to put down security deposits for rent and utilities. Unless you can successfully get a former service provider from a utility company, for example, to vouch for you. And I'm actually experiencing that right now through my move. I have to pay $150 to a water company in Florida unless I can get a letter from a utility where I live now in New Jersey to vouch that I was a steady payer. So again, it's just one more process that people have to go through, one more hoop. And then, of course, the other thing that we've kind of alluded to with spouses being outside of the labor force for a while is the lost earnings, the foregone retirement savings opportunities, and then also lower future Social Security benefits that are based on career earnings, because Social Security calculates your benefit based on 35 years of earnings. So if you're out a number of years, you're going to have zeros for all those years where you didn't earn an income. And it obviously will bring down the average income.
Mm-hmm. That's something I hadn't thought of.
It's a big one.
Yeah, absolutely. Where can financial educators and practitioners go to get referrals and resources to support military families during moves?
Well, there's a lot of free resources that are available through Military OneSource. including pages that are labeled installations, where you can do some research about a future place that you might be living. And also they have a whole section called Plan My Move, which is a series of web pages that can help military families with personalized moving plans and affordable housing and relocation options. And the Department of Defense also has some helpful information about travel allowances. And what I would just encourage people to do, if you're really interested in this topic, is to view the Plan My Move website through Military OneSource, or just take a look at our webinar, because the last part of the webinar that we did was featuring just a number of screenshots of all of these online resources and walking people through the different pages that can help people making a move.
Great. Well, this is very informative. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you for listening today. You can find this recording and archived episodes of the Money Talk podcast, as well as an upcoming calendar of professional development events, blog posts targeted at military service providers, and more on our website at militaryfamilieslearningnetwork.org.